Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Last Call. This is our first ever podcast. Usually, we talk about sports and other random stuff that we want to talk about. But today, we'll be talking about the NFL Week 10 and the scores.
And our thoughts. But first, we're going to talk about the scores. By the way, my name is Raul. It's my little brother, Daniel. And yeah.
Let's get started.
So, the game on Thursday, which was the Chargers and Raiders in Oakland, the Raiders beat the Chargers 26-24. The Giants versus Jets. The Jets beat the Giants 34-27. The Falcons beat the Saints 26-9. The Chiefs lost to the Titans 35-32. The Ravens beat the Bengals 49-13. The Bills versus Browns. The Browns finally won. They beat the Bills, like I said, 19-16. The Cardinals versus Buccaneers. Looks like it was a close game. The Buccaneers won 30-27.
Lions against the Bears 13-20. Lions Bears won. Dolphins against the Colts 16-12. Dolphins won. Packers won against the Panthers 24-16.
And the Rams lost against the Steelers 17-12. And the Vikings beat the Cowboys on Sunday night 28-24, and tonight on Monday night it's going to be Seahawks versus 49ers, which we'll get into later on. Yeah. But first, we want to talk about the games that
we think were important. We think that were good games and were close games. So
for sure, that there was plenty of upsets. But first, I want to talk about the Sunday night game. Just get it out there, which was the Vikings and the Cowboys. So the Cowboys lost against the Vikings at home. It was a Sunday night game. I watched it.
What's your thoughts on that game?
That game was a good game. I think it was the best game this week other than the Raiders and Chargers. And the Cowboys, in my opinion, Dak Prescott did good. Ezekiel Elliott didn't really do anything, which is weird because he hasn't really done good recently, which is weird because I think he's probably a top five back in the whole league. Like,
yeah, which is weird. He's a fantastic player.
I don't know about fantastic, but he's a good player. But whatever. And yeah, for sure. And Kirk Cousins did good, which he's also like a weird quarterback. I don't know. One week he does good, one week he doesn't. But the Vikings are winning, so it's good. For sure, that run game is nasty. Dalvin Cook is good. I think he's for sure a top five running back this year. He's doing good. I don't know. I think he's for sure top five this year.
Yeah, he's playing great this year. There's not much to say about him.
And also the OG, Rudolph caught two touchdowns, which was pretty cool because he caught a one-hander in the end zone, and that was pretty sick.
That was great to watch.
That was cool right there.
That was a nice play.
But I think the Cowboys, I don't know, I got to check afterwards. They're still ahead in their division, which I wouldn't be surprised because their division sucks. The Vikings are good. I think they're going to be a wild card team, or if not, win their division. We still don't know. Yeah,
the Vikings are definitely doing very well this year. And, you know, they're doing what they need to do. They're on top of their game, and they're performing.
Yeah, and their stadium looks freaking cool. So I want to visit that one, hopefully. And also, we would want to talk about the Chargers and Raiders. I watched that game with one of my boys. And this is the first Raider game I've watched all season. I think they did good. Josh Jacobs is doing good. He was telling me how he thinks he could probably win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I agree because I was looking at his stats all season. He's solid. Unless they gave it to Kyler Murray, but but I don't know. I would give it to him. He's doing good. Derek Carr did good that game.
Yeah, Derek Carr.
I think he's a top 10 quarterback for sure. He's probably not up there like as top 5, but for sure top 10, probably number 9 or 10, but I think he's top 10. I think he's good. What do you think?
He's doing what he needs to do for the team, and he's overperforming a little bit. He's doing what he needs to do. And that's what they need in a quarterback to get to the game and do what they need to do, perform, and, you know.
Yeah, and he doesn't turn the ball over, so they're good. So all you Raider fans, stop hating on my boy Derek Carr. Yeah. All right? Because he's pretty good. You don't want to go through that all that shit again. And Phillip Rivers, of course, he's a gunslinger. He threw three picks, man. But, I mean, he's still a good quarterback.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles some games, you know what I mean?
I don't know what the cookie crumble means.
That's just what it means, you know what I mean? The cookie crumble is just...
I never heard of that dumb saying. I'm never going to say that. And Melvin Gordon did good, too. 108 yards, one touchdown. He's a good running back, but I don't know. I mean, I think his backup was doing good when he was holding out or something, but he had to come back because he saw that the backup was doing work, so...
I'm pretty sure he was injured or something about that.
Nah, he was holding out.
Oh.
Because of his contract.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Sorry, I was thinking about...
But he came back, and he's doing work, and... But they're just...
You know?
No, they're an inconsistent team. Them and the Panthers are inconsistent. One week they show up, one week they don't, which is weird. But all credit to the Raiders. I think they did good.
Yeah, for sure. Even if the Chargers aren't at their best game right now, the Raiders definitely played an outstanding game. They caught a few interceptions, and it was a good game.
Yep, and Waller didn't really do much, but I think he's for sure one of the best tight ends in the league, which I never seen coming. Like I said, I haven't watched a lot of Raider games. This is the first one I watched, but I've seen his highlights, and he looks like a beast in the red zone, and he's looking good.
Yeah, for sure.
And now I want to talk about the Chiefs and Titans.
Chiefs and Titans with Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes coming back. Big upset. Did not see this coming.
I thought Mahomes was going to come back, you know, put the team back on his back, and you
he
know,
did work.
He did. No disrespect to Mahomes. He came back, you know, from that injury, and he went to work.
Yeah, he did good. Almost 500 yards throwing, dude. That's crazy.
That is
three
crazy.
Touchdowns. Tyreek, 157 yards and a touchdown. But Tyreek is Tyreek. He's always gonna do good no matter what. Same. Well, you can say the same with Mahomes, but that's an upset. I didn't see that coming.
Me either.
They got to be careful because from what I don't know, from what I watched from the Raiders on Thursday, they look good. Apparently, they got an easy schedule coming up. So if the Chiefs are sleeping, you never know.
They need to get back into the groove of things. Like if Mahomes never left, they, you know, yeah.
Well, they won a game without Mahomes.
Yeah, that is true.
Mahomes.
Well, hopefully they stick to their winning ways.
And then the next one that I want to talk about, just because it's in our division, and if you don't know, we're 49er fans, and I like talking about our division. Tampa versus Arizona.
Tampa
beating the Cardinals 30-27.
30-27,
yep. And I'm not looking forward to the Cardinals next season. I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, you know, even if, like, last week against the 49ers, it was a very tight game. I watched it. It was a very close game. And I think next year, the Cardinals could come out swinging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. They're going to look good, man. The Cardinals are going to be a scary team next season.
We'll see.
Kyler Murray, 324 yards, three TDs, and one pick. But like we said, he's a rookie. He's going to...
he's only going to get better, I think.
Yeah, for sure. This team's only going to get better. Christian Kirk did good. Six receptions, 138 yards, and three TDs. So three of those freaking receptions were touchdowns. I think he's going to be a beast. Kyle Murray and Christian Kirk are going to be like Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams. I think they're going to have that type of connection, you know, that...
Yeah, hopefully they do.
Yeah,
because that if they have that connection, if they have that bond, that would make them a very scary team next season, or maybe late this season.
And he's going to learn a lot from Larry Fitzgerald. He's for sure one of the best wide receivers ever, for sure that I've seen my whole life. Larry Fitzgerald is up there, and yeah, that's what I think about that game.
Yeah.
I hope the Cardinals turn out to not be that good next season, but I doubt it. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
And then now, the other upset is the Falcons and Saints.
Falcons against the Saints.
I think they played in New Orleans, too. I don't know. I gotta look that up.
Yes, I'm pretty sure they played in New Orleans. Saints only getting 9 points against the Falcons. They got 26 points. And, you know, the Saints, everybody was saying how the Saints are an incredible team. I mean,
they are.
I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying, you know, this week they just didn't perform. They might have thought that this was going to be an easy win, but, you know, these are always tough games, and I think they just overlooked it and were thinking about other games, and they just, you know.
Yeah, Kamara didn't really do nothing, just 24 yards. Drew Brees threw for almost 300, no TDs. They just didn't play good, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. They probably thought it was going to be easy. They're at home. I think it was a big...
Not saying anything about the Falcons. The Falcons did come out and perform, and, you know, it's still not easy going out there and beating one of the best teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah, shout out to the Falcons. Matt Ryan did good.
Yeah.
And thank you, Falcons, for beating the Saints, because now we, as 49er fans, are pretty excited about hopefully we could have the best record in the NFC at the end of the season.
Yeah, but so. we'll see. We'll see about that.
We'll see what happens. But for sure, they're going to bounce back. They're good. That defense is good. Yeah. Obviously, Drew Brees is raw.
One loss like that is not going to stop them. They're going to come back next week and perform even harder.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They're
definitely not going to give up. They're going to keep on fighting and pushing.
And now, speaking of our divisions, because we said that we are going to talk about our division, the Rams and Steelers. The Rams took a fat L.
The Rams, the divisional champions of last year.
The Super Bowl team.
Super Bowl team that represented our division.
And the whole NFC.
Yeah.
Are not doing good this season.
They've just not been able to perform. They've just not been playing good, period. They're not the same Rams as last year.
Jared Goff is looking bad.
I don't know.
I never thought he was good, but, I mean, maybe I'm just biased or whatever. Todd Gurley didn't really do much. Mason Rudolph did good. He threw a touchdown for 242 yards passing. The defense did work on Sean McVay's offense.
Yeah.
The defense did good, man. They picked him three times. I don't know. I think the Rams are in a slump, and I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Just the way that they've been playing, and even if they try to make another stride, I don't think they can make it. Being in this tough division, that there's so many big teams, you know, the Niners and
the Cardinals, the Seahawks for sure.
It's just a tough, and you know, you have to be on top of your game. You can't slip up.
And I'm really happy the Rams suck this year, because oh my god, the media talks about them all day. Like, if they're this great thing, but I guess since they were good last year, which they cheated to the Super Bowl, these refs be screwing up, like always, they always screw up, but whatever, we'll talk about that another time.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know what I mean? Sometimes.
No, stop saying that, man.
Sometimes that's just the way it goes. Sometimes, you know, stuff just happens. And
now we want to talk about another, well, this really isn't an upset, kind of. The Dolphins and Colts. The Dolphins beat the Colts 16-12 at
the Colts Stadium. The Dolphins managed to pick up the W against the Colts 16-12. And what do you think about that, Raul?
I think Fitzmagic is back. I think they're gonna go on a winning streak. He's gonna, like I said, work his magic. They're about to not lose a single game after this.
I don't know about that prediction, though.
And I just feel bad for Colts fans. You know, Andrew Luck retired.
Yeah.
In
preseason, you know.
Which is horrible for them. They were booing him. And, I mean, I do kind of feel them because, in my opinion, they kind of have a Super Bowl team. Like, and Jacoby Brissett is injured, and I think Jacoby was doing work this season. And
yeah, weren't you talking about how the Colts at the beginning of the season we're going to maybe go all the way to the Super Bowl?
I thought they had a Super Bowl team. I think they still do, but like I said, their quarterback retired and Jacoby Brissett has been injured. So yeah. I don't know who's ahead in their division.
I don't know. But, you know, bad scenarios happen and, you know, it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Dude, stop saying that. But, yeah, that's a... Yeah, that's
another... the Colts against the Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a game.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the Monday night game.
We're recording this early Monday, later... Today at 5:20, I think.
The Seahawks are coming to Santa Clara to face the 49ers. And what do you think?
I think this is going to be the game of the week, maybe game of the season, because, you know, the San Francisco 49er defense has been putting in work. Last week, they didn't show up that much, but, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo showed up. He threw 4 touchdowns, I think, and, you know, he performed. He did his job. He went out there and did what he was supposed to do. And, you know, Russell Wilson, he's going to show up. I know he's been studying the Niners, and it's going to be a tough challenge.
Yep, Russell Wilson's been going off all season. He's always been a good quarterback. I mean, Seattle has been owning the division the last 10 years. They're going to do good. I think today, though, Russell Wilson is going to struggle a little bit. I think he's going to throw for a touchdown. He might do good.
It's definitely going to be a close game. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Nick Bosa, Dee Ford, all those, you know, great
D-line. Eric Armstead, DJ Jones, Solomon Thomas. That D-line rotation
is incredible.
Is the best in the league. We also have Richard Sherman, and, you know, he's obviously the leader, which is still weird seeing him wear a 49er uniform. It looks weird, but whatever. He's still good.
Yeah.
He's, like I said, he's the leader of that defense, and we lost Kwon Alexander, which is a big loss.
And I also heard that George Kittle might not play today.
Yeah, but at the same time, the 49ers have been facing a lot of injuries this season too. We played our left.
We lost our
third string left tackle for a while. Yeah. Hopefully, I think Joe Staley's gonna play today. I still got to check. Hopefully he comes back. I think Juszczyk was injured for a couple games. Right tackle was injured for a couple games. The O-line was beat up, but now everything's coming back together. Yeah. But like I said, Kwon Alexander's out. I think he was the best pickup we got this offseason.
Yeah, and George, he's out. George Kittle, I'm pretty sure I saw something that he might not play. And I think that might be a big... difference breaker in the game because, you know, George Kittle is their number one.
I don't know. I think this is
of choice.
I think this is the game where Shanahan's gonna call some
amazing, you know,
some plays with Emmanuel Sanders. I think this is a game Emmanuel Sanders is
going have to
do
step
good
up.
And
yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo is gonna have to
step up too. Unless the running game pops up again with Matt Breida.
Yeah, do we run 3 running backs? So.
You know, it's just we just have to see how the Seahawks come out and perform against us.
But I don't know. I think they still need to run the ball. Don't throw it that much. If Garoppolo turns the ball over, I think if he throws 2 picks or he fumbles the ball or something, like I said, if you can't turn the ball over against Seattle, their defense is, I think they're ranked 30th.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
the Seahawks defense is not the same as it's
still,
been. But I mean, it's still the NFL. You don't know what could happen. You
it's
know
still
I mean?
A division game.
Yeah.
You still don't know. And the Seahawks run game is nasty.
Yeah.
So it's just a good matchup. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Like
so
I said,
I hope everybody starts noticing that the Niners are good. I started noticing they were good after week 3. Apparently, all the geniuses, all the experts on ESPN, FS1 still don't give this team credit, which is weird because a team that goes 8-0, it's hard to do that in the NFL.
Even if it was
even if schedule. even if all the teams haven't won a game, it's still hard in my opinion.
Even if they're how they said that it was an easy first game, then when we beat the Rams, they said that they're not top of the game. It's still impressive, and, you know, it's...
I think it's good. I think this team has potential to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. They have everything. They got the run game. They got the defense. The quarterback is handsome. He has a perfect chin. The tight end is amazing. He's obviously
Nick Bosa. Of course.
Nick Bosa is a beast. I think he's going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
He's for sure up there.
Yeah, because, you know, he just goes out there and performs. He does his job. He works, you know what I mean? He just goes get sacks. You know, they don't run blitzes that much. They just let their
defensive line. Let the D-line go to work.
Yeah.
Which is great. And hopefully Jimmy Jesus, like I said, doesn't turn the ball over.
Jimmy Jesus, yeah.
Jimmy Jesus. That's the nickname I gave him. And by the way, Aaron Andrews is still in love with my boy Jimmy Jesus.
I think that'll wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening to our first podcast. Hopefully it didn't go as bad as we think. And tune in tomorrow while we talk about more in depth about what happened with the Niners and the Seahawks.
Yeah, for sure. And also in this podcast, we're also going to talk about other sports like soccer, basketball.
Maybe wrestling. We don't know.
Maybe even wrestling. We'll see what happens. It's our first time. We probably sound a little bit awkward or whatever, but like I said, it's our first time. We're only going to grow.
Hopefully. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and see you guys later.